Lincoln, get hold of tech and science. It's Lincoln Lights. With research interests that include virtual reality, education, training and simulation, technologies for teaching and pedagogy, and, of course, cognitive biases for personality and interaction in robotics, clearly, Lincoln Lights would not have been Lincoln Lights without featuring the fantastic principal lecturer, Dr. John Murray. Good to connect with you, John. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are yourself?
Very good indeed. Now, I just want to clarify something before we progress. You are not an android. You are the human original John Murray.
I am,
that's
yes.
Okay, because you never know.
I was tempted to send an android in my place, but decided I should come.
Okay, excellent. We've got two wonderful things we're going to talk about. So we've got two separate little podcasts for this. And the first one that we're going to focus on is this whole notion of the virtual blacksmith forge. Now, initially I thought, is that an oxymoron? Is that something where we're taking the wonderful sort of farrier technique of shoeing horses and so on back in the day and putting it into virtual reality? Share with us, John, what is it about?
So it all started a few years ago. I was approached by the curator of a museum in Spalding, the Chainbridge Forge, who had an interest in technology and likes to use technology to showcase history and how blacksmithing used to be in the olden days. So we got together, we had a chat about how we could use the expertise of the university and technology and support the Chainbridge Forge in Spalding to see how we could teach young children, the new generation of people, about heritage and history, and particularly blacksmithing. So we were funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund. They gave us a nice little grant of about £40,000 to take this forward. And the idea is that you have a virtual reality headset, you pop this on, and you're transported into a virtual world which is reminiscent of a blacksmith. You've got the fire in front of you, you've got your anvil, you've got all your tools. And the idea is that you use these tools in virtual reality, you create an artifact, you heat your metal up in the fire, you put coal on it, virtual coal, and the fire gets hotter, and you've got your hammer and all your little tools, and you can chisel away and bang away and create an artifact. And we thought, this is fantastic, this is great. So we've got the artifact, we've created it virtually, what can we do with it now? So we combined that with 3D printing technology. So using a 3D printer, once you've created your artifact in virtual reality, you 3D print it. So you actually do have a memento to take away of the artifact that you've created virtually.
Back in flesh world, I know that at the Yorkshire Agricultural Society, when we've covered the Great Yorkshire Show and so on, they were very excited with the real forge that they've actually got there. But I can see this as something which really could be a wonderful companion piece and also keep the art of blacksmithing alive into the 21st and probably even 22nd centuries.
Well, this is it. You know, so I remember when I was a child at school and we used to do day trips away. We went to boat museums and we actually went to a blacksmith as well. But they're so few and far between now, it's very difficult for many schools to be able to take their pupils to an actual blacksmith museum and see how it works. So what we thought was, by having this system, we can take this to schools. We can take it out to the schools and we can show them in a way that children understand today. It's all about games, consoles and computers and technology. So we thought, let's combine these. Let's combine the history, the heritage, in a modern way that the children understand. So we've taken this out to a number of schools, a number of events, and it's been really well received. And the idea is obviously that it's safer. You know, you've got no real fire there. It's a bit more fun. You know, you can play about. You can do things you wouldn't normally be able to do in an actual blacksmith forge as well. So you can unleash a new area of creativity about the artifacts that you can create. And obviously with the 3D printing, you can actually still take something away from it as well.
One of the aspects about virtual reality, of course, is it's an immersive technology, or can be an immersive technology. You actually enter this whole routine. Back in the day, those of us who are chronologically gifted can remember the Lawnmower Man and Stephen King and aspects relating to that, and then lastly, of course, the Matrix and Nation of Reality and so on. In this particular instance, of course, you've got 3D printing, you've got virtual reality headset technology. So is it a way of actually getting a classic synergy? You've got two disparate things there coming together really to create that whole experience.
It is, yes. So obviously I remember the Lawnmower Man as well, kind of technology. And we looked at that, we thought, oh, this is never going to be, never going
to
happen.
Pierce Brosnan went on to do Bond. It was a different thing entirely.
Yeah, totally different. But it actually is very immersive. You know, I'm not sure if you've tried virtual reality, but on the Light Festival. Come along, have a go.
Well, I think you convinced me. I have tried the Oculus Rift, which I thought was an astounding piece. And whether it was wandering through the Starship Enterprise decks or indeed taking the up and down slide thing, I thought that was quite interesting. And also quite disorienting. I felt that was one of the aspects about it. You did not that I suffer from vertigo, but there was that sort of slight sense of nausea coming across.
With the Oculus, so we built the first prototype for the system with the Oculus, and we had lots of trouble with the Oculus because it doesn't have tracking on the actual headset, so you can the headset can drift in the virtual space and it gives you that sense of motion sickness. But we're now using the HTC Vive, which is again another level beyond Oculus. People who have experienced motion sickness on the Oculus have experienced none whatsoever on the Vive. Tracking.
So I wasn't alone there.
Perfect. No, lots of people have experienced that. But on the Vive, it's so much better, and the immersivity is unbelievable. And with sound, so we've got all the noise in the background of hammers and chisels banging away. It just adds that extra sense of realism to take it to that world.
And of course, with the 3D printing, presumably we're getting to that whole aspect of genuinely producing artifacts from the virtual world and then having something to take home with you.
Well, this is it. So what we're looking, obviously this is not the end of the project. You know, we're looking at how we can take other heritage crafts forward. So we're looking at sculpting, you know, so hammer and chisel kind of technology, and being able to create artifacts using that and 3D printing. But the next step is manufacture. So in a virtual world, you don't need big factories with all the big heavy machinery. In a virtual world, you create the item you need. Use your virtual miller, your virtual router, your virtual lathe, create an artifact, and then print it. And you have a mold to create the actual metal version, or you can now get 3D printers that will print in metal as well. So,
and we've already talked about the safety aspects. Presumably this also applies to the perception of ecological aspects. You're not actually getting all that kind of contamination of the environment that you get from a genuine blacksmith's forge. It's magic, isn't it, John?
It is. It is definitely
that
magic.
Arthur C. Clarke scenario, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. This is it in action, isn't it?
It is. It is. I remember virtual reality when it started back in the 90s, and a lot of companies were getting excited by virtual reality. But you compare that with...
It was clunky, I feel.
It was, but even the visualization of it, the graphics were just so blocky and basic. And, you were in a virtual world, but you knew you were not actually in that place. There's been a number of...
It wasn't even as good as Tron, let's be honest.
Well, it is. I mean, there's been a number of occasions that I've been using this Vive headset, and I've forgotten where I am, and my partner's come in and touched me on the shoulder to tell me that dinner's ready, and I've jumped out my body and thought, who was that? What's going on? I'm not actually in this virtual world. I am stood in my living room.
People have said the same about the University of Lincoln, of course, but I won't go any further. Nobody's tapped me on the shoulder as yet, and it's been over 20 years, so there we are. I mean, it sounds absolutely wonderful. Let's go back to Lincoln Lights itself, of course. People have the opportunity to obviously see the virtual blacksmith in action and presumably go away with stuff.
They do. They have the opportunity to come along, have a play, try it out, see what they think, and 3D prints an artifact that they've made.
And for people who are listening to this online, in their own virtual world, and maybe they're not able to get to Lincoln, maybe they're different countries, they're globally connected from that point of view, what's the best resource online you would suggest to go to find out more about what we've been talking about in this little segment, focusing on the virtual blacksmith?
So on the computer science blog pages, which is socks.blogs.lincoln.ac.uk, there are a number of news stories, videos that have been produced about this. We've had a number of BBC news articles as well published about the technology. And just a quick Google search will reveal.
I can only eulogise about the impact that science is having here. Have you had any criticism from people saying, but what about the real art and the dirt of the whole system? Isn't this taking away from the craft?
It does, but the counter to that is it's never going to replace the craft. We're not trying to replace the craft. What we're trying to do is excite new people about the craft and get them interested about it and say, look, there is this history, this other craft that you might not know about. Instead of sitting in front of TV playing on games consoles, use that technology to learn about real crafts and then get involved in those real crafts. So with the actual Chainbridge Forge in Spalding, we do a number of events. We've done a few weeks ago, where we take the virtual blacksmith and we take a portable forge as well, so you can have a go with the virtual and a go with the real and see how they differ and how they have synergies as well.
Dr. John Murray, for the moment, many thanks indeed, and keep hammering that blacksmith.
Thank you very much.